It is time for us to check in with the man with the snow plan or the no snow plan, the weather plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
So the snow we got, was that just a streamer like off the lakes?
There's some very, very weak, I don't even want to call them fronts. They're troughs of low pressure that are flying by. They're all pivoting around an ocean storm, not the one that affected us over the weekend, the one over the weekend, but another one that developed off the southeast coast yesterday. So that's why we did get some snow shower activity, and the same thing will happen tomorrow. So it's no big deal, but what can I say? We still have to deal with it. And from what I could tell, Thursday and Friday should be fair and milder days. I don't think there'll be any precipitation then. So today we'll wind up, we'll just call it partly sunny, a cold breeze. We'll see how much sun we get. Mid-30s, clear tonight, 20 to 25. And then sun and clouds with flurries or snow showers on Wednesday, about 40. Partly sunny, 45 to 50 Thursday, sunny and 45 to 50 Friday. It's milder over the weekend. We get to at least 50, and there'll be showers coming in Saturday afternoon. They'll be around Saturday night. They'll be around for the first half of Sunday. And then by later Sunday, it'll begin to clear out. It'll get windy and chillier again as we go into Monday.
And no big snow on the horizon.
Nope. No big snows on the horizon. And, you know, it's amazing how I can't even remember my own forecast. I don't think I had, let me see. This is what, the second week of December? No, first week of December.
Yeah, we're still in the first week.
First full week, right. Second week. Is this the second week? Second week would be the 14th then, right?
Yeah.
Second, third, fourth, right. Okay. Windy, cold with snow showers. That's what I have for next week. And then the third week, which, of course, is the week
leading
Christmas,
up, yeah.
Right? I have a wintry mix giving way to dry but cold for Christmas time. And then the last week, fair and windy with a wintry mix to end the year. So it'll be interesting to see if that works out. I have no idea. I haven't been watching it. But aside from that, at around 5 p.m. this evening, it should be clear enough. If you look from the northwest to the southeast, you should be able to see the space station flying by. It'll last about 5 minutes. So look to the northwest, and it'll be moving toward the southeast. And that is at 5 p.m. tonight. So you won't want to miss that. Let me tell you what irks me. One of my sisters, the older of the two, she works with a one-on-one student in a middle school on Long Island, because these students have handicaps. So she works with them, and she's been telling me, I've been talking to her, maybe once every 2 weeks, and she told me a few weeks ago that two of the supers were tested positive, and she was concerned about it.
Yeah.
I said, what are they doing about it? She said, well, so far, nothing. Then when I spoke to her last week, she told me that they sent home 55 students because two of the students were running high fevers, and the rest of the students were around them, so all of them were sent home. I heard two teachers were sent home, and yesterday, not to my sister, but to my other sister, she told me that her student, one-on-one student, was out of class. So she called the parent to find out what happened, and they told her that the sister was running high fever, and she didn't think it was a good idea to send him in. Shouldn't the school be closed?
No.
No,
because there's no diagnosis of COVID-19. Here's what's going on up here, and here's where parents have to wake up. We have our high school is back on remote learning. Okay.
Okay.
We have discovered up here that the first of all, in the elementary schools, very, very low We've had a few cases in each one of the elementary schools, okay? But at the high school, there were starting to be more cases. But the cases are not spreading from the school. They're because parents are doing things with their children, going places for Thanksgiving and stuff like that. The parents, and then someone in the family contracts COVID, and the school continually sends out the guidelines. If you're in a household nowadays and someone has a temperature and that temperature is lasts for more than a day, call your doctor. He'll recommend you to get a test. Not enough people are doing that. It's so little what the schools can do. If parents don't follow those rules with their kids and send the kids into school, sooner or later, the schools will have to go to remote learning. Now, what they've done at Housatonic, they've gone to remote learning through January 19th because they're going to try to give time for the Thanksgiving wave and the Christmas wave
to go past.
Right. And then they're gonna take a look on January 19th and take a look and see where things stand in the state. Right now, things in the state of Connecticut are not that great. They're not horrible, but they're heading towards horrible. Across the line in New York, they're heading towards bad. I mean, Dutchess County now has over 1,000 cases. Columbia County has increased, and also now in Berkshire County, they have an increase. So, I think the best the schools can do is go to social distance learning, distance learning, and do what Region 1's doing with the high school. Not with the elementary schools, but with the high school. They're going to keep them on distance learning until January 19th. I think that's what schools should do. It's a smart thing because you can protect your students as an administrator or as a teacher in a school. You can have them wear masks and keep them social distancing, which they're doing. But if they're not following those same rules at home, you're in trouble. I mean, we've got some parents that are allowing kids to congregate together without masks, not from the same families. But those are all things that lead to the problem. So I think she's not distance learning. She's actually in the school, right?
She's in the school, yeah.
Yeah,
these teachers and not so much the children, but the teachers and the supers, they have tested positive. They have tested positive.
Well, then they should, instead of closing it, they should go to distance learning.
Oh, well, that's what that's my point. That's my point.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, because I said to my sister, I don't know, I don't think you should be going in. She said, I have to go in. She said, I could lose my job.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's ridiculous because you were in harm's way. And she says, well, they're sanitizing. I said, but they should close down the school, sanitize it real good, and then wait a few days, quarantine, so to speak, and then reopen it. But what do I know? Okay. I mean, rules change around here all over the place. I mean, they're always changing. First it's, don't go to the gyms, don't go to restaurants, blah, 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 blah. Oh, now don't have family gatherings in your living room. Wait. No, we may close the restaurant. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you get a pandemic that's out of control and you have close to, this is the number that and I see people on Facebook that I even stopped arguing with. They say, well, the rate of death is only 1%. Look at this. If the death rate is 1%, and you have 300,000 people that are almost dead right now, and you have thousands and thousands of cases catching it every day, well, guess what? It's 1% doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot. Look at the total number of cases. Until the total number of cases start to come down, we're in big problems. Not necessarily, there's some people that are going to die. And unfortunately, like I said, it's going to be a high number because there's so many people getting infected. But, I mean, it's what can you do about it now? I mean, Americans have decided to fritter away all the months we put into to starting to have things go down. And now it's just rampantly out of control. And by the way, hospitals are getting so full that they're going to have to sooner or later stop doing the ancillary procedures and just do actual emergencies.
Right,
but there's,
right.
It all comes together. People just, they can't look at this as a red and blue political thing, Democrat versus Republican. It's not. It's a pandemic. Even if you think the death rate is only 1%, 1% is too high when you consider the amount of people that are getting it. And when you consider that possibly by the time Christmas comes around, 350,000 Americans will be dead. I mean, we're losing the same amount of casualties that happened at Pearl Harbor every day. Isn't that amazing?
The death rate is amazing.
The same amount of people that died in the attack on Pearl Harbor every day we are losing.
That's why this vaccine cannot come any sooner.
Yeah. And people just have to bear down and realize, you know, we've put so much effort into it. Why throw it all away now? I just don't understand. Hey, I live the most boring life. I come to work, I go home. I come to work, I go home. I stop and get gas. I have people shop for me because I'm one of those people that has to be careful. I'd love not to have to do what I'm doing. My big day is if I can get out on the deck on a warm day or walk around the backyard with the dog for 10 or 15 minutes. That's my big day. And if everybody else would sacrifice like that, we wouldn't be in the position you're in. So I hope for your sister's sake that they go to remote learning until they figure everything out.
Until they figure out what's going on. Yeah, I'll keep you posted and let you know what goes on there. But in the meantime, that about sums it up. I mean,
we're sitting
here on a storm-free pattern. And, I mean, considering that it's December 8th, that's pretty incredible.
And I hope it continues to be pretty incredible because I really don't think I can handle it. I don't think I can handle it. I don't think I can handle a lot of snow right now or ice. I just think along with COVID,
it's too much.
Let me put it this way: if we get a snowstorm or an ice storm and COVID's still around, and we have ice and then the power goes out and you don't have cable, I'll really be mad. All right.
Let's not look at it that way. So let's hope for the best.
That's it. All right, Pat, we'll hope for the best and speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the weather forecast and our own personal views on COVID-19 here on Robin Hood Radio.